We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McLean. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week alohas to you. It is the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Show, and of course, it is also the beginning of the hour we call the 5 o'clock follies. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Oh, Moneypenny, we got the winner from the turkey contest from earlier this afternoon as well?
Yes, Alan and Taylor's.
Alan?
Yes.
In Taylor's?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's appropriate. I live in Taylor's. Our upcoming guest, born and raised in Taylor's. So congratulations, Alan. One more turkey gift certificate, $15 gift certificate for a Butterball turkey to give away tomorrow on the program. Here's how you join us and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you want to send me a text message, that would be the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. The official race for the Sheriff of Greenville County position has now opened. The filing has now opened for it. You may have heard earlier, earlier this week, Hobart Lewis, one of the announced candidates, was a guest on the show. And now we are joined here in the studio by A.T. Tommy Smith. He is kind enough to join us this afternoon. Tommy, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. You had your official campaign announcement that you were officially filing and running earlier today.
I did. We did that this morning at 11 o'clock downtown in front of the old Greenville County Courthouse on South Main Street between the Poinsett Hotel and City Hall, and sort of the theme was trying to show folks that we are old Greenville, but we're new Greenville in the midst of downtown with all the development and you know, show that our roots were here for really my entire life.
The growth here in Greenville, not only the city, but the surrounding county as well, has been exponential. I've been here since 2002, November of 2002, and to watch the growth, it's truly been incredible. And yet, I think I can say without fear of contradiction that any time you have a sheriff who is elected who ends up a guest in his own Gray Bar Hotel, this is not a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. And you know, the good news for Greenville is that we can now turn that page and move on.
Right.
And I think every citizen, probably to a person in Greenville County, is ready for that because obviously this drug on a lot longer than necessary, and certainly had an impact and a burden on the hardworking men and women inside the sheriff's office, and I think it had an impact and a burden throughout the community because people, first of all, had a hard time believing
right.
that this kind of thing would happen, and then secondly, because it drug on for so long, as you and I have talked about, that
yep.
It just became a little bit of a hard burden to bear.
Yeah, certainly frustrating for a lot of people, and the word closure is bandied about a lot, especially in your business. People who are crime victims are looking for closure with the adjudication of whatever the offender may have done. And yet, we went for months and then years with no closure in this situation. Personally, I continue to be surprised month after month that we didn't see some sort of resolution that would have relieved all of the tension and the stress surrounding the situation, not to mention the fact that Johnny Mack Brown, who did a tremendous job in his service as sheriff previously, had to be called back out of retirement by Governor McMaster to fill the void.
And, you know, thank goodness he was available.
You bet.
And he did it because anytime I introduce him, and sometimes it aggravates him a little bit, but I sort of describe him as a living legend in
yeah.
law enforcement. particularly in Greenville County, and that is transposed over the entire state and nation because he served not only as sheriff for those 24 years, but he was president of the State Sheriff Association and president of the National Sheriff's Association. So he was really a model sheriff, and there's not a lot of them like him around.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think his reputation preceded him, and that's why, of course, he was called into service with a marshal service as well.
As well, yes.
And now finding himself back in this interim situation that I don't think anybody believed at the outset would have been that interim. Just the word itself suggests it's going to be temporary and short-lived, and man, it was anything but that.
It was, and you know, when this all happened and he was named by the governor to be the interim, that's when I had decided that I was going to run, and so it was one of the first phone calls I made, and I said, hey, you're not going to run, are you? And he said, no, absolutely not. I said, well, good, I'm going to. But at that point, I think he and I both thought that this would have some resolution by Labor Day a year ago.
For people, and we're talking with Tommy Smith, candidate for sheriff, for people who are not familiar with your background, Tommy, if you wouldn't mind, give us a little thumbnail of where you've been and what you've done.
So born and raised right here in Taylor's, just like we talked about, Taylor's getting a lot of coverage today.
Yep.
Went to Wade Hampton High School, Greenville Tech, and finished over at USC at Spartanburg. Started at the sheriff's office when I was 19 as a dispatcher and sort of learned my way around there, moved up into uniform patrol as a deputy, sergeant, lieutenant. And then in 1986, had a unique opportunity to go to the United States Secret Service, where I spent almost 30 years.
Wow.
Again, starting in the Miami field office and rising through the ranks, and just had a tremendous career and was fortunate enough to finish as the deputy director, the number two spot in the agency.
And I know that I have heard people talk about your time in the Secret Service and said, well, you know, but Tommy Smith was in there when there were Democrat presidents in there. The Clintons were in there, what have you. I think that overlooks one crucial fact, and that is when you're in that type of government service, you serve whoever is occupying the office at the time, no matter what their political affiliation may be.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this is the first time in my life that I've had the opportunity to show my political side, to show that I'm a conservative and produce my voting record that is a hard R and shows how I voted all these years. And the fact of business is, whether you're in the Secret Service or you're in the military, if you're assigned to the White House, you have to be apolitical. And for those folks that say those kinds of things that you're talking about, I'd like to remind them that I started in the Secret Service under President Reagan, finished under President Obama. So if you count that up, it's three Republicans and two Democrats. Mm-hmm. I guess the ratio is with me anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your campaign plans going forward? I know that you've had some time. We mentioned what was dragging on with Will Lewis seemingly interminably. That's given you an opportunity, I guess, to lay out a game plan. What do you intend to do in campaigning?
Well, I think the most important thing is that the sheriff's office needs proven leadership, and I'm going to accomplish that through accountability, transparency, and service. Service to the community, to the citizens in the community, but also service to the deputies, the hardworking men and women of the sheriff's office that have had to endure this for almost 2 years.
And it's been tough on morale, I'm sure.
It has been tough because I tell folks all the time, regardless of whether they answer a call and the victim or the caller says anything about it, they're carrying that burden and they're afraid that something is going to be said, you know, about the situation with the former sheriff. So that, in a nutshell, is what I'm going to try to do. We need to improve, obviously, the morale.
Mm-hmm.
We need to improve response times. I hear complete complaints over and over again, especially about the northern and southern ends of the county
and the
wait time for response.
Right. And it's tough because obviously, staffing issues come into play. Salary structure comes into play. There are a lot of things that work their way into that equation. How do you go about solving that? Because I know that people, as you mentioned, in the extreme parts of the county, north and south, have sometimes some long waits.
Yes. What I want to do is a comprehensive review of the manpower allocation. I want to make sure that every single deputy is in a role that best serves the citizens, and that'll be trying to address this response time issue. The other thing that needs to happen, and this is where the sheriff has to work hand in hand with county council and stand shoulder to shoulder, because they're elected just like he is, and there has to be mutual respect. But we do need an increase in the number of deputies. The average for an area like Greenville is to have 1.6 deputies per 1,000 residents.
And where are we now?
0.9.
Wow.
So we're somewhere hovering in that halfway mark of where we should be.
Right. Yeah, that obviously makes it tough. It makes it tough. Not only are there overtime issues here as well with that kind of understaffing?
Well, they certainly are entitled to overtime, and they get it. What sure. I see more of is that, and we're lucky in that the salary range just got raised, and so the deputies did get a very nice, healthy increase.
Right.
However, they still are in some ways forced to work second jobs. Some are, working third jobs, if you will.
Wow.
And what I would like to see is, and we're probably a little distance from it, but I'd love to see it where the deputies could just work their 12-hour shift and go home and be with their families and
right.
not have to focus on, okay, I got to get finished with this assignment because I've got yet another one before the day's done.
You mentioned transparency as a part of what you're going to be looking into going forward should you be victorious in the sheriff's race. And by the way, we're talking with Tommy Smith, who announced today as a candidate for sheriff. There was an incident down in Simpsonville recently that's attracted a lot of attention. Your reaction to what transpired there?
Well, it was certainly unfortunate. I know that in the situation with that deputy, the sheriff's office has cleared him, and I know that there were no charges brought. But by the same token, when you answer a call like that, to have the end result that we saw is
right.
certainly troubling.
I mean,
there is no way to, in our world, explain how does someone get shot standing in their own front yard or their own front room of their house.
Right.
So it is a tough thing to understand. I'm not certainly being critical or trying to second judge what went on, but I think one of the things that sort of from the overall perspective that is needed is additional training, and particularly when you encounter tough situations and you encounter people even that are hostile and legitimately hostile,
right.
How do you address those folks? And a lot of that can, I think, be helped with things like crisis intervention training. There's always more of that sort of thing that you need. And so that's one of the things, too, that we need to look at.
There is no question. It's a tough job. And for those who are critical of the sheriff's department's deputies or other LEOs, trying to make a decision instantaneously on the spur of the moment where your life or someone else's life is at risk, it's a tough spot to find yourself in.
It really is, and it's just that, and you hear the analogy that the deputy or the police officer has to make that decision in a split second.
Right.
Has to take everything into account, make a concerted effort to address it, and then make a decision about whether or not to use deadly force. And then the other result is that the lawyers and the attorneys and the judges have years to make a determination about whether they were right or wrong. So you never can second guess what they've done as long as a thorough investigation occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, with this deputy, he was found not to be at fault, even though it is hard to understand.
Sure. 1978, when you joined the Greenville County Sheriff's Office straight out of school, was a totally different environment. It was a different world. Now it's influenced by social media. We see all these activist groups out there. It's making the law enforcement officer's job that much more difficult, is it not?
It is. And, unfortunately, there have been a lot of incidents that have sort of cast that shadow over law enforcement. And I say, Greenville has been very lucky. We have really good deputies and employees of the sheriff's office, city police, and you name it. But the reality of it is, and this goes back to why you have to be so well-trained and make sure that you're on top of your game, because
right.
any town, any police department, you're just one trigger pull away from a disaster
right.
like we've seen happen in so many other places.
Yeah, and national news headlines and a tragedy as a result. His name is Tommy Smith. He's a candidate for sheriff in the upcoming race. Remind me again, because it slips my mind, Tommy, when the primary is and then if there is a runoff, that would be 2 weeks later to the day. Right?
Correct. So the very important date that everybody should and I hope will remember is January 7th. That is the primary for the special election. As you said, if a runoff is necessary, that would be 2 weeks after January 7th. But then the general, and everybody needs to go back and vote in the general, is March 10th.
Gotcha.
So we will know and have an answer by March 10th.
And this is going to be, again, kind of a convoluted situation given what's transpired with the sheriff's office over the past three years or so. In that when people go and vote on January 7th, they will be electing a sheriff who will fill the remainder of the term. Is that correct? And so then You're going to have to turn around and run another campaign again almost immediately thereafter?
That's exactly right. And I've sort of jokingly told people if I'm successful and I get elected, I'll probably actually have to go file for 2020 the day I go vote in the special.
it's crazy, but it's just the way things work out. Tommy Smith, he's a candidate for sheriff here in Greenville. Tommy, thanks very much for your time today. Best of luck in your campaign. Oh, and you received an endorsement today, did you not?
I did. As I said earlier, we had our official announcement. I filed the paperwork that's necessary to run on Tuesday, and today we had the official announcement in front of the old courthouse. Linda Levinas Wells, who's a friend of mine that I've known for years and years, who's always been active in Greenville,
right?
Crime Stoppers, Blue Courage, you name it. She had sort of explored running for sheriff and had almost decided to, and then she and I had a really good conversation this week, and she decided that she would not run and instead wanted to endorse me because of what she knows I believe in, and we have a mutual respect for each other, and our beliefs are the same. And so when she told me she was not going to run and, in fact, would endorse and support me, I said, well, how about you introducing me on Thursday morning? So she did that, and I'm very proud of her and very thankful for what she's done.
And the field now will be, I had just assumed it was going to be somewhere under half a dozen candidates in the field when all is said and done.
I think probably myself and three or four others is what it looks like.
So the date to remember is January 7th as we begin the new year. And the next date, of course, will be March 10th. It's going to be kind of a convoluted situation, but as they say, it is what it is. Tommy, thanks very much for your time today. Good to see you, sir. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you in the race.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Cloud cover rolling in. Looks like sundown today not going to be all that spectacular. Yesterday was awfully nice, though. Here's how you join me and be a part of the program. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, again, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. So more testimony going on today on the Hill in the Schiff bogus impeachment inquiry. There was a piece at Breitbart this afternoon, things the media don't want you to know about Gordon Sondland's testimony yesterday, which was kind of all over the ballpark. Number one, Sondland has less than zero evidence of any wrongdoing after his swaggering opening statement to pretend that he had the goods on Trump and the entire administration, which, by the way, suckered the fake media into slobbering all over themselves with game over, new John Dean, and all the rest of this stuff. Nobody else on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this ad to the investigation, asked a Republican questioner. You really have no evidence. Sondland answered, other than my own presumption. Presumption? So it's his opinion? Then came this bombshell that we're always talking about, bombshells, right? Yeah, this bombshell. That was the problem, Ambassador Sondland said. No one told me directly that the aid was tied to anything. I was presuming it was. So we're going to impeach a president on the assumption of an ambassador, right? By the way, Sondland's only actual evidence actually exonerated the president. President Trump never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on meetings. The aid was my own personal guess. I never heard from President Trump that aid was conditioned on an announcement of investigations. Trump did tell Sondland one thing. The president explicitly told the ambassador he wanted nothing from Ukraine. No quid pro quo. Apparently, investigating Biden is investigating corruption. When he was president, Obama put Biden in charge of diplomatic relations with Ukraine. During the same period, of course, the corrupt oligarch of a corrupt Ukrainian energy company paid Hunter Biden, Joe's son, $50,000 a month to sit on the board. Hunter made millions off this sweet deal. And then when a Ukrainian prosecutor decided to look into Burisma, Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid if the prosecutor was not fired, and he was. Now, I don't know, it strikes me, and I think I'm a reasonable person, as a full-blown act of corruption, and yet nothing on that. So, you know, Sondland's testimony yesterday was pretty much all over the ballpark. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Annie is ready to go in the news center. And then I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday on WORD. Little sampling going on there, the old Mission Impossible theme at the beginning of the bumper music. 5:37 now, 23 before 6 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along in on the text line 71307. Bobby, truckers have had their hours limited for many decades. I would like to see a similar maximum number of hours. It can be worked by LEOs as well. Emotional highs and lows take their toll, plus extreme physical exertion. Judgment is affected as well as physical reactions. Let's give our LEOs a fighting chance. Now, Bobby, I find it awfully presumptive, an attempt to impeach the president based on the presumptions of an ambassador. That's all they've got. Bobby, why does a bug-eyed bullshit always look as if he has just seen his grandmother naked? I don't know. That would be a question for him. In on the text line as well this afternoon, Bobby, I went to the SCCJA, and what I was taught was to break contact, seek cover, and use loud verbal commands in that situation. We're talking about the shooting in Simpsonville. Not shooting first and hoping for the best. That deputy nearly killed a man who was in compliance with South Carolina law. You want to talk about violating somebody's civil rights. Why wasn't a correction made for a whole month and then only after the forced, not voluntary release of the video? And then to lie about it to the public for a month until the video shows your lies for what they were, and then to try and throw the PIO, the public information officer, under the bus. There is no question. There were a lot of people that were upset and probably rightly so about the circumstances in which that incident was happened. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greer next and bring in Roy here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Roy, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you once again, Bobby, for being able to participate. Again, my wife and I spent the whole day watching these, I don't really know what it would call, but maybe John Dean can, you know, pop back in and say, haven't you listened to the tape?
Right.
Now, exactly. Now, Biden didn't disappoint anybody when it came to the debates last night. He stumbled through it, caused a lot of people to laugh. And as we know, we do not need a comedian in the White House.
I would agree.
No doubt. And one more thing, as I read the tickers a lot that come across the screen, and
right.
Massachusetts does not, which is where the cradle of our Constitution at some time, they didn't disappoint the voters today. They took away, as far as January the 1st, they are eliminating all menthol brand tobacco products. Plus, on top of that, they are also eliminating all flavored tobacco products. Okay, I do not smoke.
Right.
But I will tell you this here. If people want to know what socialism is, there's a prime example.
Well, I notice they're doing this, Roy, while Barack Obama is no longer president, because to the best of my understanding, he was a big fan of cool menthols.
Well, he can't go to Massachusetts, which I'm sure is a big disappointment. But has anybody even remembered that Obama said that we must show, you know, share the wealth? And my question would be is, I want to see his tax record. I also want to see Biden's tax records, because nobody really knows just yet how much he's worth.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Right.
You know, they keep
his son is.
Well, and President Trump said the other day that he is at some point going to release his tax records voluntarily, not under duress.
Well,
thank you, Roy. I appreciate the call. And he said, and when I do, people, I think, will be very surprised when they see just how rich I am. Which would be a nice position to be in. Well, yeah, look, Obama said also said, hey, you know, at some point, haven't you made enough money? Talking about the Silicon Valley folks and the bean counters on Wall Street. And what, he just bought, what, half of Martha's Vineyard or something ridiculous. Fountain Inn is my next destination, and Todd is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. McClain.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I can't remember his name, Sondland.
The ambassador to the European Union, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ambassador. They get awful touchy. Anyways, he kept saying, well, I don't have access to my emails. I don't have access to this because they won't grant me this. But now last night, because I actually watched, I've been under the weather for the past 2 days, so I've been watching these impeachments. Last night, they had two other folks on there, a Miss Cooper and I think an Undersecretary Hall, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Undersecretary Hall said, because they asked him, what's the trouble with, you know, you holding up Mr. Sondland or Ambassador Sondland's emails and stuff? And he said, there's no hold on them. His email account is always been open because he's still on post. He hasn't changed anything. He has full access to them anytime he wants to. You know, he can get them. He doesn't have to ask us for them. And I was like, did he just say what I thought he said? You know, and I don't know if you watched it or if you're aware of that or, you know, but I was like,
I missed that part. But the point is well taken, Todd. You have every email you've ever sent. Using the assets
right.
of a recovery device.
Right. And another thing, they're harping on this quid pro quo. And I'm like it's some kind of magical, mystical thing that only happens once in a millennium. I'm going, really? There's quid pro quo happening right now. Like I said, you know, you entertain me, inform me, and keep me, you know, informed.
Right.
And I listen. You don't.
Well,
I don't listen.
Let me give you an example from the real world of politics. There are at least two right now Democrat presidential candidates who have said publicly that if Israel does not give up the West Bank, that they're going to remove, if they were to win the presidency, they would remove U.S. funding and aid to Israel. Is that not a quid pro quo?
Well, not only that, you know, every Democrat and Republican that's up there that says, hey, if you vote for me, I'll do this for you. Is that not quid pro quo?
Well, that's a fair question as well. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the call. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show, 5:45 here on Thursday. Take a quick break and come right back. Yes, indeedy. 5 o'clock Follies here with Bob and the Bobettes. In fact, speaking of the Bobettes, time for today's edition of ATF. And here is Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. Joined, as I always am, by Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hello, people.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Good evening.
Well, here we are, ladies, a week out from Thanksgiving. Today is National Stuffing Day.
Oh, good.
So if you want to crack open a box of Stovetop and eat the whole thing for supper, hey, feel free.
Be kind of dry.
Now, according to a new poll, yeah, it is pretty dry. Stuffing is too dry. A lot of us don't even use the term stuffing. Just under 3,000 Americans were asked, what do you call the Thanksgiving side dish that mixes breadcrumbs, broth, and seasoning?
Dressing.
Little Annie?
Dressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dressing.
Yeah.
66% call it stuffing. 25% call it dressing. 3% of Americans are clueless. They call it to something else, like filling. 6% weren't even sure which term they used the most.
That's good stuff, though.
Now, stuffing's loose. Dressing is baked in, like, cake form, right?
But
is that the difference?
Well, think about it this way.
Huh?
If you put something on, you're getting dressed, right?
Oh.
Yeah. But if something goes inside the bird, would it not then be stuffed?
That's very wise, Bob.
He queried.
Then I'd put the stuff on because I'm all dressing.
Well, there you go. Another new study, there's always one, found the most hated Thanksgiving food in every state.
Which? What? Ew.
All over the country. Everywhere.
I hate it already.
Cranberry sauce is least popular in 17 states.
I like cranberry sauce.
Same.
Green bean casserole is least popular in 12.
Blech. I can do without that one.
And both turkey and pumpkin pie, believe it or not, are the most hated in 3 states.
Pumpkin pie?
How can that be? I'll have to look up there and find out which 3 states those are. Make sure that I never go there. The most hated food overall, cranberry sauce, number 1 pick in 17 states. By the way, that is in line with another survey from earlier this month, which also found cranberry sauce the least popular Thanksgiving food.
I like it.
So, pumpkin pie? Yeah, I'm all about pumpkin pie. Well, a week from today is Thanksgiving. A week from tomorrow, OMG, is Black Friday. So, if you're going to get out there and wrestle with the masses on Black Friday, you better get some insane deals to make up for it. New study, another one? Analyze the Black Friday ads from 29 of the biggest retail chains in the country to figure out who's offering the best average deals this year and who's offering the worst. Now, do you all venture out on Black Friday? Moneypenny,
no.
You do. You go out on Black Friday?
I come to work.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you got all day before that, though.
No, I go to work.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going shopping anywhere on Friday.
No, I'm not feeling... in the Epstein mood either, not feeling suicidal enough to go out on Black Friday. The average deal overall, not bad, 40.4% discount.
Not bad.
Yeah. An improvement from last year was 37%. Best deals this year are, and I asked Moneypenny about this yesterday, and Annie, I didn't ask you, Stage department stores. Have you ever heard of those?
Not.
Me either.
No clue.
I don't know
maybe
where.
Maybe text or let us know what Stage department stores is.
Yeah, maybe it's West Coast or Northeast or something, but I never heard of them.
Nope.
Stage, Beals,
nope.
Palais Royal,
nope.
Peebles,
yeah.
And Goodies. Things at those places are an average of 70% off.
Goodies is still around?
Yeah, apparently somewhere. Other stores averaging at least 50%. Belk, Jacques Penay, that well-known French department store, JCPenney. Kohl's, New York and Company, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Kmart, offering deals that are at least 50% off. Stores offering the worst deals this year. Ace is the place with the worst deals this year.
Wow.
Their discount, right around 12%. Other stores that are averaging less than 30% off, True Value, Costco, Harbor Freight, Amazon, but Amazon does, you know, their Amazon deal days and all that. Big Lots, Dell, and Best Buy. Okay? So there we go. If you're actually going to be courageous enough to venture out, have you ever shopped on Black Friday, either one of you?
My mother used to.
Really?
Not I.
I went one time with my mother, never again.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's pretty much a guaranteed that you're personal defense skills better be up to par. You know, hey, I want that TV. What are you doing now? I saw that TV first. It's a zoo out there. It's a zoo. 5 o'clock Follies coming to a conclusion, but stand by. Fear not. There is one more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.